drama, scenes at Headingley. Mark, what's happening?
Well, it's all level. 34-14 last time you were with us for Malta. We were looking home and hose, but we then had tries for Ilyas Yachiri and Ivan Leroy. Got his second, got them back 34-24. We then saw the impressive Yamba Tran stroll over in the corner. That got it back to 34-28. And then an interception, 70-yard dash from Ivan Leroy for his hat-trick from the base of the scrum. He picked up the pass and he went the distance and importantly scored underneath the post to make it 34-all. If Belgium had kicked their goals, they'd be out of sight by now, but they've only got 3 from 7. But Leroy's hat-trick has got the Belgians right back in it. 8 minutes left, Phil. This one now on a knife edge.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, we were lauding it at the start of the second half. We thought that maybe Malta had done enough to win it. 34-14, 20 points ahead. We couldn't see a way back. And the whole of the Belgian revival has come on the back of Yann Bertrand, a brilliant centre from Lyon in France. He plays his club rugby, but he's dominated this second half, been absolutely superb. And we thought that actually he'd made the mistake. He was trying so hard to get his team back into the game. He got it back to 34-28, and then he knocked on his own 30 in a brilliant tackle from Malcolm Attard and shake the ball through. And we thought, that's it, Malta are in position to capitalise on this on the Belgian 30. They go blind from the scrum, and Leroy is there to pinch the ball and go, 70 metres under the post for his hat-trick. 34-all. Malta again trying to play rugby in the Belgian half. No even thoughts with 7 minutes to go of perhaps setting up for the drop goal. They were looking for the try, but they've just knocked on, and now we've got a scrum in a similar place to where we saw the interception, but it's a Belgian put in instead. It has been all action and an absolute credit to both nations, and the crowd have really warmed to it, I've got to say.
Yeah, they have, and there is quite obviously building up now. It's another knock on from Bertrand, and you almost feel he's trying to do too much here now, because he's probably one of the best player on the pitch.
He is the strike player, isn't he? I don't think Lightning will strike twice here. I can't see Leroy sneaking round and pinching this one. Do you think Malta will set for a drop goal at the end of this set?
No, I think they'll go for the win.
They haven't got it in them, have they? Neither side have got seem to be conservative in their nature at all. Again, they're so well organised and well structured. We've seen a scrum with a second rower playing at standoff, which is what the Super League teams do.
Yeah, it is. So it could all be on this next set. Malta in prime position, 6 minutes and counting left here at Headingley. Those that have turned up, you're right, if they've seen the second half or all of the game, they've seen an absolute belter in terms of entertainment. And this one's still to be decided, so we'll stick with it here, because Malta are on the line. It's Redmond who tries to sneak over from dummy half. He's right underneath the crossbar at the moment. He's going to play the ball now. They are going to go for the one pointer to get them back in front, and it is good
from
it
the fullback,
is good.
I think.
No, I think it was a scrum half who sneaked it over. Danny Burke, I think, who's got the drop goal. And Malta are back in front. Well, we saw late drama at the Jungle on Thursday night, and we've seen it here at Headingley this afternoon. Malta 35, Belgium 34, Phil. What a game.
It's been brilliant. It's been more than we could have anticipated. And I think, again, you're looking around the stands, that South Stand's filling up. Some of the Hull supporters are coming in as well. They're all cheering. I think they just appreciated another absolutely superb, bustling run from the prop forward from Malta, Jake Lynch, who scored one of their tries. He took the ball near, and then they siphoned it back, and didn't seem a lot on. Danny Burke decided he'd take matters into his own hand and drop the goal from about 10 metres out, straight in front, 35-34, but you still couldn't pick a winner.
No, I'm not. I'm pretty certain of one thing, that's not going to be the last score. 4.5 minutes left here on Radio Yorkshire, Rich. A cracking game. We'll stick with this one, I reckon. Go on, let's see who can win. Malta against Belgium, 35-34 then. And Malta have the ball up the middle of the field. They're just looking to sneak forward again. And again, it's Redmond over halfway. Dumps it back on the inside, but they've dropped it. Now, was it knocked down by a Belgian hand? No, says referee Robinson. And that could be a big call, because that could have been back to six. As it is, Belgium have got the ball back, Phil.
Yeah, claiming that it was a Belgian hand that knocked it down, I think. But to be honest, I think the pass from Redmond was over-ambitious. Again, he had a big man Lynch in support, but I don't think the ball was ever going to reach him. And Belgium again, not only gratefully picked up, but they're already planning what they're going to do. You just get the feeling that they're looking at Bertrand's side.
Yeah, you would. Well, that's where the threat is. I'm looking down the Malta, but every one of the Malta staff is like stood on the edge of the touchline. They can't believe it. And here is Bertrand up to the 40. Tackle middle of the park. This time he does hang on. Scoop from dummy half. Marker's not so square. Penalty Belgium here on halfway. They're going to kick for touch here, are they, on this near side? They've got plenty of time, Phil. They've got over 3 minutes left. They trail by one. Kick to the south stand is good.
And big set of six, this, isn't it, for Belgium?
It is. 30 metres out. Belgium have the ball then. I mean, this will be one heck of a comeback. They were 34-14 down with half an hour left. And here now, and now all of a sudden we're getting shouts for forward passes that we weren't getting before. There's a little bit of atmosphere creeping into this one. With a scruffy play of the ball. Here forward from Belgium now. Good determined run from Quinton Leclerc. He's tackled 15 away. Dummy half is in there. Hines gets the ball. He's got himself. He's going to score under the post. Can he get it down? He bumps into the post and he can't get it over the line. He looks certain to score, but the padding bumped him back into the field of play. Belgium right on the whitewash. They're trying to barrel the way over. It comes back out. Here's a chance for Bertrand on this side. Offers an outrageous dummy. Steps back towards the post. Still going. Can he get the pass away? No, he still turns again. He's beaten about eight men and gone 3 yards. He's tackled on the line again. More pressure here. Are they going to go for the drop goal? No. Oh, they should have run it out wide. They didn't. Now they've frothed the pass and it's intercepted. And panic there for Belgium. That was the chance to win the match with 2 minutes left. And they refused to die with the ball. They simply had to offload it, Phil. And it was never on. He should have passed it the first time.
Well, they should have either gone for the drop goal or passed it. But while he decided if he was going to do either of those, unfortunately for him, it ended up being neither. And they couldn't actually manage to get a score on the back of it. But what an exciting game. We've got what, 1.5 minutes left, so Belgium might have one last throw of the dice.
They might do, as Malta bringing the ball out and they've lost. Oh, it's a penalty, and that could well be the end of it. A penalty. The ball was lost by Blake Phillips. Impressive try for him in the first half. He spilt the ball, and with 80 seconds left, Malta lead 35-34.
They need another cheeky interception.
They need something. He just got to find touch here, and he does. Into the Maltese dugout on this near side. All the players, they don't smile, but they know they're one full set away from it. Well, what will be a famous win here at Headingley for Malta.
We're into the last minute.
Yeah, they are, and they're going to tap the ball. Well, eventually they're going to tap the ball.
Showing all the professional wiles of how to waste time in the last minute.
Well, they are. There's 45 seconds left. Castle went the length of the field in 45 seconds, but they had the ball on Thursday night. Oh, there's an injury. Now, that is an injury, and that's a nasty one there for the Malta player, who's bent over backwards, and he instantly screamed out in pain. This would be a sad way to end the game, but we have a stoppage in play here on the 40. Let's hope he is all right. It was just an overreaction to the tackle, but it didn't look a nice one, that.
No, I don't know if he popped a rib cartilage or something as the ball came away, but again, just the spirit this game's been played, and all the Belgian players immediately told the referee to stop
think,
the clock.
I think Bertrand, it's a knee problem. I think it's a knee problem, Phil. I think they bent him over, and I think he's rolled his knee or...
Knee or ankle, isn't it, they're looking at?
So hope he's all right.
Lower leg.
Yeah. This is the first time the train has been on. We've been playing 79 minutes and 30 seconds. He's
amazing.
Up on his
and
feet.
And he's up, and he'll play. Oh, no, they're going to carry him off.
Yeah, that's not nice. He would have wanted to see out the last couple of seconds. And as always, when one of our warriors gets injured, they get a standing ovation. Hopefully he will be all right. And hopefully, from his point of view, his teammates can see out the last few seconds. The clock is showing nil, but referee Robinson did stop it, so there should be about 30 seconds left here. Malta are going to play it. Time back on.
Don't think he's too seriously injured either. He's managed to make his own way to the bench. Certainly took the wind out of his sails.
It did. And we are inside what could be the last tackle. Here's a ball brought forward by Phillips. It was actually the fullback, wasn't it?
It was.
Paul Parkinson that got injured.
Putting ice around his knee.
Yeah, Malta now just using every trick in the book, and that could be it. It is it. Malta have won here. They've snatched it right at the end. Danny Burke's drop goal. A real try fest in all fairness. It was wide open. 7-6 in favour of Belgium. Some top quality attacking play on both sides. Marco Matard got a brace from Malta. They were 34-14 up with half an hour left. But then Ilyes Yakiri and Ivan Leroya took over. Leroya completed his hat-trick. Jan Bertrand with a fine goal. That made it 34-all going into the last five. But Malta it was who held their composure. Danny Burke slots over the drop goal. And Malta win by 35 points to 34. And an absolutely fantastic, fantastic game of rugby league. The Belgians are gutted. They're out on their feet. Malta delighted Phil Kaplan. Great game of rugby league. And I know the people that have watched it haven't paid to see it, but if they had done, they wouldn't be complaining this afternoon.
It's just been the perfect start to a great afternoon of rugby league. What more could you want? You've seen two ultra-committed teams where the national jerseys meant absolutely everything for them, put in terrific displays, left nothing in the tank. You've seen the joy on the faces of Malta who've hung on for a notable win, and the despair of the Belgians who could not have done any more. As you say, actually scored more tries than the Maltese and have lost. So everyone in a way is a winner, not least the crowd that have seen this, because they've seen a level of international rugby that they probably didn't know existed before they came here. It's been a great standard, a really close game, thrilling till the last, played in a wonderful spirit. The crowd have got behind it. I just think, again, why would you not want to see more of this if you've only seen this for the first time ever today?
Yeah, the Maltese happy. They're having a huddle out on the field. They're enjoying this with their backroom staff as well. Well, I wasn't sure what I was going to get, Rich, when I turned up this afternoon. Malta, Belgium. But I've been thoroughly, thoroughly entertained. Fantastic game of rugby league. And I tell you what, if the 3 o'clock kickoff's half as good as this one, we're in for a belter. Full time then, Malta win 35-34.